You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a one-vehicle crash Thursday morning on Highway 80 near the Country Pines Road intersection. When officers arrived, the vehicle was still running, but no one was around the vehicle. The driver was later located at a residence on Country Pines Road and was later transported by ambulance to Minden Medical Center. Minden City Police report the arrest of two suspects on various drug charges following a traffic stop on I-20 Thursday morning. City Police report the arrest of Ryan Butcher of Lakeland, Florida, who was booked for possession Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, meth, possession of a legend drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, open container, and speeding. Also arrested, Corey Morris, age 35, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, booked for possession Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, possession of a legend drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, open container, and resisting an officer, was also booked as a fugitive from Colorado. The State Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists starting 7 a.m. Monday, the outside shoulder of I-220 westbound in Caddo Parish will have intermittent closures during the day. The closures are necessary to allow for barrier rail repairs. The closures will last about 2 weeks and will be about a mile west of Jefferson Page Road in Caddo Parish. Also a reminder, starting Monday, January 30th at 8 a.m., Dorcheat Road over Caney Creek between Topeka Trail and Methodist Camp Road will be closed. The closure will last about 6 months to allow a contractor to remove and replace the existing structure. And a reminder also, the Highway 518, about 1.4 miles east of Highway 9 in Claiborne Parish, remains closed for about 6 months for construction project of demolition and reconstruction of a bridge about 1.4 miles east of Highway 9 on Highway 518 in Claiborne Parish. All work is performed, weather permitting. A 20% chance of showers today, high near 56, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance overnight, low near 41 with an east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers Saturday, high 55, east wind 10 miles an hour. 30% chance Saturday night, low near 41, west wind 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Sunday, high 53, clear Sunday night, low near 32, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Naren, Anton Vonquez Allen was sentenced to 120 days in jail, with credit for time served for DWI. Derek Burns was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor, with credit for time served for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, and 5 years hard labor suspended and 3 years probation for obstruction of justice. Kevin Darrell Grigsby was sentenced to 180 days in jail, with credit for time served for aggravated assault. Lataris Grigsby was sentenced to 2 years hard labor with credit for time served for accessory to assault by drive-by shooting. Danny Harris was fined $250 plus court costs or 60 days in jail for misdemeanor theft. David Hawk was sentenced to 5 years hard labor with credit for time served for simple burglary. Andre Lucas pleaded not guilty to DWI, driving without a license, and improper lane use, and will stand trial at a later date. Candace Martin was sentenced to 1 year hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Timothy Paul Michaud Jr. was sentenced to 10 days in jail with credit for time served for resisting an officer. Kevin Ray Pettis was sentenced to 5 days in jail with credit for time served for violation of the leash law. Carlos Becerro Ramirez was sentenced to 10 years suspended, 3 years probation, and was fined $2,500 plus court costs for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. Doris White pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer and will stand trial at a later date. Wataskia Willis was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for simple assault. Noveline Danielle Juarez pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial May 1st. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. For Byron Carr, illegal carrying of a weapon with a controlled dangerous substance, possession Schedule IV controlled dangerous substance, illegal use of controlled dangerous substance in the presence of a person under 17, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, driving under suspension. Stephen W. Miller, domestic abuse battery. Chauncey Grant, aggravated flight from an officer, driving under suspension, resisting an officer, running a stop sign, switched plates, failure to stop for a traffic light, failure to obey a flag man, improper lane use, no turn signal, and failure to give pedestrian right-of-way and crossing, along with speeding, including 83 miles an hour in a school zone. Alex Odom, theft of a firearm. Eugene Henderson, failure to appear. Kenneth Evans, possession of stolen things, contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. Melvin Mims, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Illegal carrying of a weapon with a controlled dangerous substance. Possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, improper lane use. Lily McKitchen, possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance, sale of a legend drug, failure to report an accident, careless operation. District 8 representative on the Bossier Parish Police Jury, Doug Rimmer, was named president of the Bossier Police Jury during the first meeting held this Wednesday. Rimmer, who's in his fourth term on the police jury, has previously occupied the president's chair. Picked to serve as vice president was District 3 juror Philip Rogers in his first term on the police jury. Butch Ford also received another appointment as parish administrator. This will be the second year for the administrator's seat for Ford. He previously served as parish engineer for 19 years before being named administrator. The Dorcheat Soil and Water Conservation District seedling sale will be held Saturday from 8 till noon at the office at 216B Broadway. Seedlings will be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Seedlings are bare root. Payment will be cash or check. Seedlings to be available include sawtooth oak, shumard oak, red maple, river birch, white dogwood, mayhaw, chinkapin, persimmon, black walnut, tulip tree, weeping willow, native sweet pecan, live oak, red mulberry, double white althea, double red althea, double violet althea, catalpa, red crepe myrtle, white crepe myrtle, fringe tree or Grancy graybeard, crabapple, and Japanese snowball, all available at $3 each. Also, southern magnolia and muscadine for $4 each. Premier blueberry, powder blue blueberry, pink dogwood and blackberry at $7 each. Red delicious apple, yellow delicious apple, Burbank plum, Santa Rosa plum, early Alberta peach, and redskin peach available for $10 each. For information, call 377-3950, extension 3. Preparations are underway for the 25th annual Minden Mardi Gras Parade, sponsored by Minden Main Street. The parade starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th. The lineup starts at 2:30 at the fairgrounds. The route will cover a 3.3-mile route beginning at the intersection of Germantown Road and Elm through the Minden Historic District, downtown, back to Germantown Road. Awards will be presented for the most spirited group, the sweepstakes winner, the best small float, the best marching group, best overall, and the most original or creative entry. All are welcome to participate. Parade entrants are asked to pre-register by January 28th through Minden City Hall. Entry forms can be found on the Main Street page at MendonLA.org website for online registration, requested by email at mainstreet@mendonusa.com, or can be picked up at Mendon City Hall and the Chamber of Commerce Tourism Office. Fasching, or Fifth Season, is the German equivalent of Mardi Gras, which officially began at 11:11 a.m. on November 11th. Funeral services for Catherine Miller, age 79, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Agape New Beginning Ministry. Burial will follow in Shepherd Street Cemetery. Visitation is today, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., in the Mendon Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for Susan L. Dogens, age 92, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at St. Paul Catholic Church. Burial will be in Shepherd Street Cemetery. Visitation is today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with the Rosary in the Mendon Benevolent Chapel, Rosary at 5 p.m. at St. Paul Catholic Church. Funeral service for Louise V. Flournoy, age 72, are scheduled for noon Saturday at the Valley Springs Baptist Church. Burial will follow in the Valley Springs Cemetery. Visitation is today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Mendon Benevolent Chapel. Funeral service for Reverend Willie Solomon Sr., age 89, of Heflin, is scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday at the St. John Divine Baptist Church. Burial will be in Moore Cemetery in Dubberly. A visitation is today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Mendon Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Mendon, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle, call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away, call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted, two truck tires, size 255-7016. 465-3881. Wanted, two truck tires in size 255-7016. 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887. And leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. For sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45. At 562-0603. Wanted, a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted, a couch and a recliner. At 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.